Shri Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai, jai Sri Radhe. We left off some time ago in Antilila chapter 3, discussing the visit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a village of Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar is located in Navadvip Mandal. It's on one of the nine islands of Navadvip known as Ritu Dweep, which means seasons or spring. Lord Chaitanya, this was his first return visit to Navadvip after taking sannyas and going to Jagannath Puri. He came back because he had just, in the same chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just preached to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great master of Naya, a guru of Naya, or logic. And he was in Navadvip, in Ritudvip, in a place called Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar means the abode of knowledge, the place of knowledge, or Gyan. And he had one school there. He had one school of logic that Sarvabhauma started. And oftentimes when Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit and he would pass by that school, he would meet the students and he would challenge them. Just like you may be studying Kung Fu in one or Taekwondo or some martial arts in some particular school, academy, and South Delhi Academy of Martial Arts. And then you're walking in Connaught Place and you go by some other academy of karate or judo or whatever. And you walk in there and say, look, I challenge anybody here. I'm from the school of South Delhi, karate school. Anyone wants to fight? Sure. And then they bring out their best friend and you whip them, you beat them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also studying Naya with Gangadas Pandit. And he was also, as you know, he was famous as being the defeater of a great Brahmin in Kashmir, Keshav, Pandit Keshav Das. So Lord Chaitanya would meet the students of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and he would defeat them in logic and Naya. And there would be heated arguments. Now Sarvabhauma, he moved to Jagannath Puri. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I think some of you have been to his house. It's called the Ganga Mata Goswami Mat, right across the street from Shweta Ganga. She maintained that place, but it's the original home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. 500 years ago, Sarvabhauma was the Raj Guru. He was the Raj Guru of the Gajapati Raj of Orissa, the King Prataparudra, who was his guru, Raj Guru. And he's a very prominent person. Meanwhile, back in Vidyanagar, when he left his school of Naya, he left it in charge of his younger brother. And his younger brother's name is Vidya Vachaspati. So, Vacha means words, Pati means the master or lord, isn't it? So he's the master of knowledgeable words, Vidya Vachas, right? Vidya Vachaspati, that was his name, his title. So he was now running the school. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met his elder brother, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and they had a discussion about philosophy, Sarvabhauma became converted from the Advaitin viewpoint, from the Nirvishesh Brahman conception, or we say Mayavada. He became converted by Lord Chaitanya to the Sadishesh, the idea of a personal God, that God is Bhagavan. Not just Brahman, but beyond Brahman, beyond the Paramatma, the origin, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. That Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Ram, Krishna, they are the origin of all the other expansions and expressions of Godhead, be they the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, the localized aspect, representation of God within the atom, or within the heart of the jiva, the Antaryami Paramatma. Sarvabhauma became converted by the preaching of Mahaprabhu. So now when Mahaprabhu was going to return to Navadvip to visit devotees, to visit his associates, he would not return to Mayapur. Mayapur is also part of Navadvip Mandal, is located on the island of Antardweep. It's Dweepam, Navadweepam, nine islands. He was forbidden to go there by Shastric rules because now he had taken sannyas. And when someone takes sannyas and they don't return to their home, and especially they never meet again with their wife, because their wife is now in charge, you could say in one sense, she's socially like a widow. She's living with the father-in-law and the mother-in-law and the eldest son, with the husband, in this case, Nimai Pandit Vishwambar Mishra. Brahma Mahabhu took sannyas. So he went to Ritudweep, which is across the Ganga. And there he met many of his devotees. And he went to stay in the house of Sarvabhauma's younger brother, Vidyavachasati. So this is some background to where we are. Now, when Chaitanya Mahabhu was living in Mayapur, Navadweep, he became very famous. He left Navadweep when he was 24 years old. But when he was about 12 years old, as a young boy, he defeated the Dig Vijay Pandit, this Keshav Kashmiri. Defeated him and he became so famous as a young boy. A boy defeated a 60-year-old scholar. A 60-year-old pundit, Brahmin scholar, was defeated by a junior Brahmin, a 12-year-old Brahmin, Nimai Pandit. He was just called Nimai, that was his nickname his grandmother gave him, because he was born under a neem tree, neem pear. And he wasn't pundit, he was Nimai Mishra, Brahmin. So then, after defeating, hometown hero. For example, say there's someone in cricket whose name is Sachin or something. Sachin. So if he is from Greater Kailash, say he's from Greater Kailash. If he's from Greater Kailash, part two. Say he's from there, he hails from there. Then everybody in Greater Kailash will say, oh, he's our hero. He's our, you know, the champion, the great cricket player. Isn't it? A legendary figure. So this Nimai Pandit became the most famous and the cynosure of everyone's eyes. Everyone was looking at him, chanting his glories, and so proud of their Nimai Pandit. And so now he's come back, and he was trying to, when he came back to Navadweep, he didn't go to Vaitacharya's house, he didn't go to Kudadara's house, he didn't go to anybody's house. He went to Vidyavachasvati. Vidyavachasvati is a teacher of Naya. And it doesn't say exactly, but one would assume that he was also an Advaitin viewpoint, like his brother. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to hide there secretly. He wanted to be in Navadweep for some particular purpose, to forgive some offenders, and he had some other leelas and purposes to accomplish during his visit. But he didn't want people to know about it. But unfortunately, you can't keep the news in villages. News spreads like wildfire. So 500 years ago, Navadweep, Ritudweep, Antardweep, Madhyadweep, Koladweep, all these dweepams were very small areas. And the news spread very fast. Oh, Nimai Pandit's come to town. Just like Sachin, this famous cricket player. Maybe he comes back to Greater Kailash. So everyone hears, oh, I heard he came back to Greater Kailash. So everybody rushes to his house. Is he here? No, he's not here. Oh, maybe he's at his brother's house. They go to his brother's house. They look for him in all the likely places. So the news got around that he was in Navadweep. And pretty soon they found out Nimai, who has now taken sannyas, he's staying at Vidyavachaspati's house. So that's where the story begins in Anti Lila chapter 3, text 295. Lokarer gahane jata aranya chila shaneke sakala divya patamaya haila. Dense crowds of people soon filled the entire forest and all the different pathways. Sub DK lokasava hari bali jai hina ranga kare prabhu shri goranga rai. People in all directions were chanting hari hari as they ran to the house of Vidyavachaspati to see and have darshan of Sri Goranga Rai. Such are the pastimes of Lord Goranga. Keha Bali Muni Tanra, dhariyacharan magimoje mate mora kandaye bandan. Someone said, I will grab hold of Garanga's lotus feet and beg for his mercy so I will be free from all bondage. Kande bandana. Darya charana kandane bandana. Darya charana. I will hold on to his lotus feet. Darya. Kanda. The samsara kanda. And by that mercy, by that contact, by that blessing and ashirvad, my sojourn in the cycle of birth and death will be cut and stopped. It's interesting because people are running to see Mahaprabhu. They want to touch him. But they want, now see the difference between the Shuddha Bhakti. What is the difference between Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, and Karma Mishra Bhakti? When you think of the Kevala, let's contrast this anecdote with the Kevala Bhakti, or the Shuddha Kevala Bhakti of the Vrijvasis. As we read about the coward boys, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the same Krishna. He is Krishna. And the coward boys, when Krishna goes off to Radhakunda, to a distant place looking for a stray calf or cow, and he returns after several minutes or hours, and all the coward boys are distraught with anguish. Oh, where's our Kaniya Lal? Where's our Lala? Oh, there he is! I will be the first to touch him. I will be the first. And then they start running. I will be the first to touch him. Why do they want to touch him? Because they want, maybe his legs are sore. Let us squeeze his legs. Like in old Indian families, his son would sometimes go to his grandfather and he would pay respects to his grandfather, and then he would kneel near his grandfather and squeeze his thighs and his calves. You know this culture back 3,000 years ago? The grandson would squeeze the thighs and the grandfather would say, no, that's okay. He would like it. He would like it because his legs are tired and the circulation is bad and any kind of contact feels good, especially when you're old and out of contact. And so then he says, no, that's okay. And then the grandson keeps doing it and he keeps saying, it's okay. And the grandson keeps doing it. He says, it's okay. It goes on for a half hour. So the whole bhav, the whole mindset, the bhav is, nothing for me, for you. This is Shuddha Bhakti. Let you be happy. Let your pleasure be your pleasure. My dedication, my activities, my endeavors for your pleasure, your happiness. You're the center. So the coward boys are just thinking, oh, Krishna's wandered so far away. It's been hours. He must be so tired. I will be the first to touch Krishna. Why? Because we're playing kabaddi-kabaddi. Kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi-two. I'll touch Krishna. Now you're the kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi. You know, they have some game like this. So no, they're not playing this. They're running to him for seva. I'll be the first to touch Krishna for seva. Touching Krishna means serving Krishna. Every bhakta, every devotee, he's trying to touch Krishna. That's the whole purpose of our endeavor. Sadhana bhakti means trying to touch Krishna. Krishna's sparsha. We try to touch Krishna's heart with our heart. We try to touch Krishna's form with our eyes. We try to touch Krishna's flute with our ears. We try to touch Krishna's love with his prasad, his Krishna phala, his saliva, when we take them off or so. We try to get in touch, not as, we went heart to heart darshan. So now, but the Nadia Vasis, at least these particular persons, at least one person said, I will touch him, and when I touch God, when I get to see, find God, what will I say? Please help me, take away my distress. Be my order. I'm your order supplier. Be my order supplier. Oh, I'm going to be the first to touch Gauranga, which means God. And when I contact God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask for a favor. Listen, can you do me a favor? Can you get me a new wife? Can you get me a new husband? Can you get me a better job? And so it's interesting that their approach. Everyone is approaching God in their own way. So their approach to God is something different. When Sridham and Subal and Soka Krishna and Kinkini and the other sakas, when they approach God, their approach is for seva. Let me serve, let me serve, let me serve. Not their approach, they're not approaching God or trying to contact God. Hey, God, give me something. Hey, look, I gave you 10 lakhs for the temple. Now give me 20 lakhs for my business. Like people go to Balaji in Venkateshwara. They go to Balaji. They approach God, they run to God. They're running on their feet. They're running to Vidyanagar to touch Lord Gauranga. Why? Because they want samsara kandana. Samsara kandana means they want a favor. That's not love. Love doesn't mean you do me a favor. Love means I do you a favor. Love means what do you want? This is love. So they're going, oh God, I'm going, hey, get out of the way. Hey, get out of the way. I'll be the first. I want to get there first and ask Dwarkadish for a favor. So Duryodhana and Arjuna ran to Dwarka and Duryodhana got there first. But he stood by Krishna's head and Arjuna took the humble position by his feet. You know, the story is there in the Mahabharata. So that person who was speaking, he said, someone said, I will grab a hold of his feet. Okay, ha, I got you now, God. You can't go anywhere. Now listen, do me a favor. I am suffering, this wife or this husband, this mother-in-law. Free me from this. And someone else, that was the mood and mentality. Every devotee has a different mood and mentality. There's Karma Mishra Bhakta, Gyan Mishra Bhakta, then there's Shuddha Bhakta, then there's different kinds of Bhaktas, and there's Mahabhagavats and five kinds of Mahabhagavats, and Dasya Bhaktas, and all kinds of Bhaktas, and all kinds of mentalities and Bhavas until you get the Mahabhava. Mahabhava Srupini Radharani Ki? She is the greatest repository, the greatest dedication, surrender, and submission and love to Krishna, for Krishna, is Radharani. Radha. All roads end in Radha. So that's the mentality, and you speak according to your mentality. What you're thinking, what you're feeling, that's what you speak. Hey, where's the Mahabharata? So now does every devotee have the same mentality? Every devotee has the same mindset, desire, aspiration? I wish we all did. I wish we all were tongue-tied with Radharani's desires and aspirations. Or let's say tongue-tied with our Guru Day. What is our Guru Day's dedication? What is ours? What is our Guru Day's surrender? What is ours? What is our Guru Day's commitment to bhakti? What is ours? What is our Guru Day's utilization of every moment in Krishna's service? What is ours? Well, you can write your own answers. So now, what does another devotee say? Because there's a variety. It's not all oneness. It's unity and diversity. One Krishna, an exchange of love, but varieties of exchanges, varieties in tastes, varieties in tastes of love. Kehavale, munitani dekila nayane. Tave sakala pan magima bhakane. Someone else said, oh, you want to touch Mahaprabhu to get samsara kandana, freedom from your, so he will break your bondage and repeated birth and death? Not me, buddy. You know what I'm going to do? When I get there, I'm not even asking to see him. I'm just Deko Nayan. I don't want to touch him. Because, you know, everyone has the idea, if you touch a saint, you get free from your karma. Have you heard that? You see a saintly person, you touch his feet, you get free from his karma. You must have heard that. You never heard that? In India, you go to see a saint, you pay obeisance, and you touch the feet, because you transfer some sin to that saint by sparshan. So one is thinking, let me go touch the Lord, download my files, and ask for a blessing. Someone else says, no, I have a different mentality. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, I don't want to touch the Lord. If I simply see the Lord, that is, I will have everything. If I just have darshan, that is everything for me. Darshan. Why should I ask for anything? So karma mishra bhakti means asking. So this is shuddha bhakti. I am pleased just to see the Lord. Why should I ask? You want to ask something. I don't want to ask anything from the Lord. That's very interesting. These are all different bhaktas approaching the Lord. That's two. That's two devotees approaching Lord Chaitanya and their mindset. And they're expressing their mind. One saying, I'm going to touch Lord Chaitanya when I get to Vidyanagar. And I'm going to ask him when I touch him, please break the samsara. Now someone else says, I'm not going to do that. If I can simply feast my eyes upon his beautiful form, that's everything I could ever ask for. What more could I want? I won't ask for anything. That's my everything, just to see the Lord. Eki darshan. Purna safal. Purna jivan. Jivan purna safal. My life will be completely fruitful. So see the categories of desires and ambitions of different devotees. So you can key into the one that it touches your heart. Now someone else said, Kehavale Munitam Naja Janon Mahima Jata Ninda Kari Jachon Taranahisima. Oh, I did not know Gauranga's glories when he was living here before, so I foolishly blasphemed him. Unlimitedly, I kept blaspheming him because many students, many agnostics, and Karmakandiya followers and worshippers of Durga and Deva, different devatas, they were blaspheming Lord Chaitanya. So now they're recognizing that. That's part of why he's returned here, so they can make amends and get forgiven. Evatana Parapadma Dharya Vidaya Magi Mukhi Rupe Mora Se Papa Buche. Now I will hold his lotus feet to my chest and beg him to please rescue me from those sins. So someone else is feeling the utmost repentance. And to hold on to someone's feet means to take a humble position. If you offend someone or you speak badly about someone, it means that you're establishing your supremacy, you're lording it over that person, you're demeaning that person, you're putting them down one way or another. And so this person's realizing it. Yes, he left, he took sannyas because of me. I was a student. He was a student, but he was a teacher, and I offended him. Now he's returned after taking sannyas. Oh, what a fool I was. What a fool, what a wretch. But now he's come to his senses. Oh, my Lord, Nimai Pandit has returned. Navadvip, now is my chance to get forgiven for my great apradha. I'm running to Vidyanagar in Ritudvip to hold on to his feet and beg, please, my Lord, please forgive me. Kehavale mora putra paramad jujara more varajena nad kelaya ara. Another person said, and then they say, many, many men, many minds. Was it? There's some phrase like that. Many men, many minds. So many types of people are approaching God and they're all asking for different things. So now what did someone else say? This was a mother. There are a few mothers in the audience. Right? And all of us, of course, have one or had one. When I go there, I will meet Mahaprabhu and say, my son is an habitual gambler. Every weekend he flies to Las Vegas to the Golden Nugget and Caesar's Palace, and he blows his wages. I will ask the Lord for a benediction that my son doesn't gamble anymore. So as you can see, everybody has a different idea. Everyone in this room, we go and take darshan, the deity. And are we all praying for the same thing? I doubt it. And that's the beauty of it all, because we're not robots. We don't have the same face, nose, eyes, anything the same. We're human beings, that's about it. Same super soul. The only thing same about us is we have the same super soul inside. After that, it's all variety. Everything is different. So you can see, even 500 years ago, the Sakshat Darshan of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there's a multiplicity of desires being expressed here. This is interesting. It's almost like a kaleidoscope of all the mentalities in this room. Some mothers in the audience, they go to the deity, oh, Parthasarathi, please bless my son to get big scores on his exams. Oh, bless my son, he's not doing well on his exams. Make him get serious, make him get smart. Oh, bless my son, this, that. Kena vale danya danya more bhara kavojena na pasaram goranga sundara. When I meet Gauranga, I will ask the most glorious benediction that I may never, 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 ever forget. Gauranga Sundar. That would be nice. Always remember Gauranga. Gauranga, Gauranga. So we've heard a few different offerings here. May I never forget Lord Chaitanya. He is the perfection of my eyes. And he forgive me for my sins. Actually, all of these, we would like to ditto all of these. Check, check, check. Yes, Let me contact Lord Gauranga and beg him to forgive me for all my sins. Let me contact Lord Gauranga, but if I see him, that will be the perfection of my sight and the perfection of my vision. And if I see him, I will ask, please let me never forget your golden form, your beautiful name, and your fame and glories. Let's go on. Ematavaya nande sarvajam chalaya jadhina sabhe paranandaman. Everyone felt transcendental ecstasy as they walked along speaking in this way. Shani ke aila sabaloka ke abhate ke jari korite para padila sampate sahasra sahasra loka ekanaye chare bhara bhara nokka se shani bangi pare nayati ke loka ke yariere vasadiya para hai jaya sare anandita haya. The people came to the boat ghat, and a boatman fell into anxiety how to carry everyone across the river. Thousands of people climbed into each boat, so that even large boats broke apart and sank in the water of the bathing ghat. Well, bloop before they could see the Lord. People joyfully crossed the river at various points by paying their fares with even clothing. Now that's getting the shirt off your back. Some people were not going to the bathing ghat. They were just flagging down. Some boats were passing by. Hey, give me a ride. And he said, what will you give me? I'll give you the shirt off my back. Their dopata or their shirt or their cheddar. Look, take this. Just get me across. Because maybe they didn't have any money. They ran out of their house. They forgot some rupees or whatever. Vices. They're bartering. They're giving their clothing as fair to cross the river. Noka je naya paya tarana budikare gat buke dia keya gangaya santare. Those who couldn't find space in the boat, noka, they swam across the river by floating on top of overturned pots. That's pretty interesting. These big mudka, so then they would put the open part of the mudka they put against their chest, you know, the hole, like this. That would become like a support. And they would buoy themselves, keep themselves floating like that, and they go like this across the river. I see in Radhakund, they have swimming clubs there. Swimming clubs in Radhakund for the local Vrijvasi boys. And maybe girls, I don't know. But they get these old 5-liter jugs, like 5-liter water plastic, plastic can, and they tie a rope around it, and they tie it around their back, and the kid floats on it. A little kid only weighs 20 kilos or whatever it is. So he has one or two of those on his back, and he learns swimming that way, so he doesn't drown if he forgets how to do it. Looks very funny. All these kids floating around with oil, you know, vegetable oil, thing, you know, safflower oil, plastic things on their back and stuff. So they did something like this. And then listen to this. Kaya va kelara gacha mandikari bhela kaya kaya shantariya jaya kari kela. Some people made improvised boats by tying banana trees together, and some playfully swam across the river to Ritudweep. Chaturdike sarvaloka kari hari vani brahmanda bedya jena jena matashuni. Satvarya Siva Vachaspati Mahashaya Karilina Anika Nokara Samuchaya. People in all directions chanted the name Hari.
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 The sound vibration penetrated the universe. When Vidya Vachaspati suddenly arrived, he gathered many boats to transport the people. Nokara apeksha ara keya naikare na mate pare haya jeje mate pare. But the people could not wait for the boats. Somehow they crossed the river. Hina karshina mana shri chaitanya dev Eyoki Ishvara Vine Anjare Samadhi. Such was the attraction of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Is such attraction possible for anyone other than the Supreme Lord? Hena mate ganga pare haya sarvajan sabe darena vachaspatira charan. In this way, everyone crossed the Ganga and grabbed hold of Vidyavachaspati's feet. He was a big acharya, a very senior person, and they were going to his estate. Paramasukriti tuni mahabhagavan jaragare aila chaitanya bhagavan. Oh Panditji, Vidyavachaspati, you are so subhagya, mahabhagavan. You possess such great fortune that Bhagavan Chaitanya is staying in your house. What have you done? What punya sukriti have you done to earn such a merit? There's thousands of houses in Navadvipa, but yet he's chosen your house. Etete tamara bhage bhulite pare ekane nistara kara amar sabakare. Therefore, who can estimate your good fortune, Panditji? Now please deliver us and allow us to have the darshan of the Lord. Baba kupe patita papishtami sava eka grame ni najanila tana anubhava. We are sinful and we have fallen into the well of material existence. Baba kupe patita papishta. Kupe means kuha, well. Baba means bhavasagar, ocean of birth and death. Even though we lived in the same village, we did not understand its glories. Ek grame. They say, it's told in Puranas, that a sannyasi is never honored in his hometown. A sannyasi is never honored in his hometown. So therefore, when someone takes sannyas, they usually leave their village, and then they go never to return again, because people say, oh, he's a sannyasi. I remember when he was young, he did this and that and this and that. So people will be carrying that previous memories and experiences of that sannyasi, and they won't be able to recognize his prominence and his attainment of earning the right to take sannyas. So they'll belittle him and ultimately offend him. So the sannyasi is never honored in his hometown. And generally they never go back to their hometown either. For that reason and other reasons which I mentioned earlier. So Lord Chaitanya didn't go back. And another nice point it's making here is that it says here, Na Janila Tana Anubhava. Anubhava means the Anubhava is the expressions, his expressions, his actions, Anubhava, Na Janila. We didn't understand, we didn't know. We don't, for example, now they're feeling regretful. Oh, we didn't realize that Nimai Pandit, we thought I'm a Brahmin, he's a Brahmin, I'm studying logic in Gangadasa's school, he's studying logic. He's a little bit older than me, he's teaching me logic in his Sanskrit toll, he's teaching me, not logic, he was teaching Vyakaran, grammar. And he knows a little more than me, but I'm a student, so I'm learning from him. But then one day I offended him. I told him he was chanting Gopi Gopi. I said, oh, what is this? You should chant Krishna's name. And then I offended him. And I didn't realize who he was. I had no idea that he's actually Bhagavan. Because the news has spread all over Navadvipa. But when Lord Chaitanya went, of course, in Shiva Sangam itself earlier, Lord Chaitanya showed his Virata Rupa, just like Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra showed his Virata Rupa to Arjuna, and some other people saw also. So Lord Chaitanya, he's also Krishna, so he showed his Virata Rupa to many 200 devotees in Srivas Thakura's house. And he showed his Ram Rupa, and he showed his Nrisimha Rupa in many different forms. He showed Das Avatar and Vishnu Rupas. Then they heard the news that when he went to Puri and stayed at Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, he displayed his Sadbhuj Rupa. Right there, he showed the teen Prabhus, the three Vishnu Tattvas. He showed Krishna playing the flute. One form, he had six arms, Sadbhuja. Bhuja means arms. two arms playing flute, two arms holding bow and arrow, Ram Rup, he showed Ram, and Krishna, then he showed Lord Chaitanya with Kamandalu, Danda and Kamandalu. So that news spread everywhere. If someone shows some unique, it's a miracle. I mean, Jesus, he did a few miracles, curing the sick and feeding the hungry, a few miracles, and 2,000 years later, people still remember the miracles of the Lord. Even there's a chapter called The Miracles. Jesus' miracles. The Lord Chaitanya did so many miraculous things and so many miraculous displays of healing people, of liberating people, of showing his das, all his dasa, showing that he's actually God. So these same people thought, I'm a Mishra, he's a Mishra, I thought he's a Brahmin like me, but he's actually Bhagavan? My schoolmate is Bhagavan? So now they're feeling, oh, they have to run there and beg forgiveness. So one lesson we can draw from this discussion of this particular individual, that it finally dawned upon him who Lord Chaitanya is, or who Nimai Pandit is. So therefore, in retrospect, it's easier, we have a phrase in English, hindsight, or hindsight is easier than foresight. It's harder to look behind than it is to look forward. So, when he was meeting and seeing Nimai Pandit every day, he could not see in the future that actually this little boy is God. This little Nimai was throwing, he threw ink on me. We used to fight after school, he would throw ink on me from his quill and his pen. I would throw ink on him. And he would curse me with bad words and I would curse him. And I would push him and push me. I would pick up Ganga mud, make a mud ball and throw it at him. Then he would take me and throw me in the Ganga. Then he would jump and splash over top me and swim away laughing. So this, he didn't understand. He couldn't see. He didn't have foresight. He couldn't see in the future. That the person he threw ink on, then even later blasphemed in the school and criticized and ridiculed, that he'd actually reveal himself as Bhagavan. So from our level, adhyatmic level, we can think, well, we don't know who we're sitting with. Today's Bhakta Joe is tomorrow's Jagat Guru. Today he's Bhakta Sunil Gupta. And 30 years from now he's Ekazarat, Sri Shimad, so and so Pad, this and that, Shastra Shiromani, Mahamandaleshwara. It's like this. You don't know who you're sitting next to. Oh, this is some Punjabi housewife, I'm some Punjabi housewife. But maybe one's a pure devotee, or one will be a pure devotee, or is a pure devotee. It's very difficult to judge. So we should be very careful and respectful and control our tongue. Vachya Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam. I'm not asking anyone to control their minds. Impossible. Arjuna is telling Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, chanchala himana Krishna. He says the mind is chanchala. This is 5,000. If minds of a great Kshatriya, a great Vaishnava like Arjuna, they were chanchala 5,000 years ago, when there's no TV, no internet, no radio, no jet planes, and minds were impossible to control 5,000 years ago, then minds, the word doesn't exist anymore. There's no question of control. Everyone's mind is totally out of control. So therefore, maha mantra, 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 mantrayate, iti. That vibration which will capture the mind. So we don't understand the glories of each other. We think, oh, he's Punjabi, I'm Punjabi, he's this, that, the other thing. Upadhi, sarvapadhi vinir muktam tat pratvena nirvalam rishikesha rishikenam sivanam vaduchate. Bhakti. Seva. Uttam bhakti. No designation. Who is the greatest devotee? All are greater than I. Who is a better servant? All are better servants than I. Who is more dedicated? Everyone's more dedicated than I. Who is more sincere? All the devotees are more sincere than I. This is what the devotees, this is his outlook. So we can't get in trouble. And we're so busy appreciating the devotees. We're so busy glorifying the devotees and appreciating them and serving them. We don't have time to offend them. Just think, we're so busy appreciating them and serving them. I never hear you offend any devotees. I don't have time. When I get some time, I'll work on it. If I get some free time, I'll try to offend some devotees. I'll start with you, okay? Since you pointed it out that I don't offend any devotees, so I'll keep it in mind that I offend you first. As soon as I have some free time. Excuse me, I can't discuss this subject, actually, because I'm busy serving one of the devotees. Seva, seva, seva. Seva is bliss. Ekani dekha tana charana jugo tavyam papi savahaiva safa. Now please, Vidyapachasvati, he's staying, the Lord, that Bhagavan Chaitanya, is staying inside your house. Please show us his lotus feet. Then the lives of sinners like us will be fruitful, safal, successful. Dekhiya lokera arti vidyapachasvati. Santoshe rodana kare vipramahamati sabalai ailena panamandire lakshakoti lokamaha harigoni kare. On hearing the pathetic appeals of the people, Vidhivachasvati, who was a very magnanimous and kind-hearted Brahmin, he cried out of affliction. And he led everyone into his house. Millions of people began to chant the holy name of Hari. Hari Dwani Matrashuni Sabara Bharane Aravakekeya Nahi Vole Naishune. The name of Hari was the only sound that came from everyone's mouth. They neither spoke nor heard anything else. That sounds great. Shut off all the cell phones. Close all the communication stations and everyone just walk around. Hari, 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 Hari. Hari, 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 Hari. Nothing else can be heard. No one else was saying anything. 974-329, hello. Hello, Hari, Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari, Hari. Bye, Hari, Hari. That's a nice conversation. But now we say 987-274-321. Oh, you know, I went to the temple. You know, so-and-so said this. Acha. Then I saw so-and-so. Acha. And they said this about your husband. Acha. No, Hari, Hari, at all. Karuna Sagar Prabhu Sri Gora Sundar Sava Udarite Haya Chena Gochara. Lord Gora Sundar is an ocean of mercy, Karuna Sagar. And he advented to deliver everyone. Sat Udhar. Haridwani Shuni Prabhu Parma Santosh Hailena Bahira Lokera Bhagyavashi. When Gauranga heard the vibration of the name of Hari, he was very, very pleased. Feeling obliged by the people's good fortune, he came out of the house to grant his darshan to the lakhs and lakhs of people who had gathered there. Hari, Hari, Hari. If we are eager to see the Lord, if we run to see the Lord, if we cry to see the Lord, then the Lord will be Parma Santosh. With that bhavana, and that bhava, that conception, that idea, and that feeling, and that action behind the feeling, thinking, feeling, willing. They're thinking we must see the Lord, they're willing, I will do it, and they're running, their legs are carrying their will. Their legs are carrying their will. Their mind is expressing, we must see the Lord. We're crying to see the Lord. We're begging to see the Lord. Oh, Vidyapachasvati, please show us the Lord. He is the Guru Dwara, Krishna Dwara. He is the doorway to Guru, the doorway to Gauranga. So do we, the Guru, we say Guru Dwara. You've heard Guru Dwara? Sikhs have some place called Guru Dwara. But Dwara means the Guru is the gate to Vaikuntha, the gate to Mukti. So are we begging to see the Guru? Are we crying to see the Guru? Are we running to see the Guru? No. I'm busy. Guru is in town. That's all actually. It comes all the time. So we become complacent. We don't take it serious. But the example is being said here that Gauranga is God, Gauranga is Guru, Gauranga is Bhakta. Bhakta avatar is the ideal bhakta, the ideal guru, and the ideal form of Bhagavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna here. And what are the shishya log, what are the bhakta log, what are the people doing, what is their example? They're running. They're swimming across the Ganga with their clothes on. They're selling their clothes to pay for the boat fare. They're traveling the footpaths and running through the forest. For what? Guru Darshan. Garanga Darshan. And when they get there, they're crying, oh, let us go, let us in, let us see. Let us see Gauranga. So Guru is the dwara to Krishna. Vidya Vachaspati. Vidya Vachaspati was the dwara to Gauranga. Because Gauranga was staying inside his house, inside the door. So it's... they were following some law and order, so they couldn't just break the law and break down the door on the inside. So they're begging him. So do we run to the Guru? Oh Guru, I'm running. Oh Guru Dev, I'm running behind you. I said, Kripa Pache Pache Kandiya Kandiya, I'm running behind you, Kripa Bindu Diya. Kripa Bindu Diya, Kripa Bindu Diya, there's that song. I'm running behind you, Guru Dev, and saying, please give me a drop of mercy. So they're running to the Guru, Vidya Vachaspati. And they're meeting him and then they're begging, oh Gurudev, please show me Krishna. Please show me the way to Krishna, on the way to Krishna. Please teach me how to see Krishna, how to find Krishna. Are we approaching Guru like that? Running to Guru and begging with folded hands? You are the Krishna Dwara. You are the gateway to Krishna. Acharya Mam Vijaniyam. That's what they're showing. Vachaspati, he's... if he says no, then they don't get inside. If he heard their appeals. They were appealing, oh please, Vidya Vachaspati, we want to see Lord Chaitanya, we're appealing to you, we're crying. It says, Rodana Kare. They were crying, Rodana means Krandan, in Bengali Rodana means Krandan. They were crying. So do we cry when we come to our Guru? Oh Gurudev, please, I'm crying. I'm begging you. I'm appealing to you. Please show me the way. Show me Krishna. No, we're like, we don't want to posture ourselves like that because Guru might say, do this and do that. Sarvadharma Pritishya. Surrender everything. Because we don't really want to see God. So we're not really begging and crying at the feet of Guru to see God. And we're saying a lot more things besides Hari, Hari. So it's very interesting. So now let's look at all the elements of this story. The people had a sankalpa. The people of Ritudvipa and Navadvipa and this area, they had a desire, a sankalpa. Gauranga has come back. They had different purposes, but the main thing is they want to meet or see or touch Gauranga. That's what we discussed. They want to see him or touch him or meet him or talk to him. Now, to get to any big person, there's a via medium. There's always a secretary, a PS, an appointment is required. You have to put some bribe or some appointment. So now they all had one objective in mind. Their sankalpa was, we all want Gauranga. They all wanted Gauranga to do them a favor, to give them darshan, to hear their appeal, to forgive them for their sins, forgive them for their offenses. So we all have our appeal. But basically they wanted Gauranga. So they went to the Guru, they went to Vidya Vachaspati. They ran. First of all, they're very enthusiastic. They ran all the way across the forest, swam across the Ganga. It's not a small river either. They ran. They even risked their lives to see the Lord. They risked their lives to meet and see and speak with Gauranga. So then they got to the Guru Dwara, they got to Vidya Vachaspati, all that enthusiasm, all that running, all that endeavor, they got to the lotus feet of the Guru. Then they begged and cried, Guru Dev, please. They appealed to him and begged him, please give us darshan of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he went in and he told him, he said, all these people want to see you. But they didn't just rush out. Then what did they do? Then after they did all this, the people that were approaching Lord Chaitanya wanted to see Lord Chaitanya. One more thing they did. They chanted, Hari, Hari. They didn't talk about it. They stopped talking. All prajapa got stopped. All prajapa was stopped. They didn't hear anything or speak anything. Hari, 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 Hari. So when we come to the point of Akhanda Kirtan, when we're crying to see the Lord, we're running to see the Lord with enthusiasm, we're crying to see the Lord, and we're begging the Guru to show us the Lord, and we're chanting Hari, Hari day and night, then, as it says in this verse, God will feel obliged he'll feel obliged and grateful that karshan, the strength of that purity of desire and that endeavor will attract the Lord to see us. Bhakti Sananda said, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that He comes to see you. So this is acting in such a way that Garanga came out of the house to see them. Lakshakoti, lakhs of people had gathered there to see Him. They didn't just walk up and say, hey, we want to see God. We came to have darshan, your guru. Acha, you ran here? No, we just drove in our Rolls Royce. You're begging and crying and chanting day and night. It's a very nice section. Bhaktas want to see God. A lover wants to see the beloved. Bhakta means a devotee. Devotee means lover. And who is our beloved? Beloved is Premi. Premi Purushottam Sri Krishna. We're supposed to become Premis, Premi Bhakta. Lover of God. Jesus is a lover of God. Son of God. Lover of God. He's a Premi. In modern terms, we're not saying our Indian terms. Premi Bhakta. So when Gauranga heard the vibration, Hari Dwani Shuni Prabhu Parama Santosh. Another lesson we can learn, whenever we're vibrating the holy name of the Lord, Nam Sankirtan, then what does God feel? How does He feel about it? Is He nonplussed? Is He unmoved and unconcerned? He's Santosh? No. Parama Santosh, completely, absolutely. Saturated with satisfaction and joy. To hear His name being chanted, He sounds like an egotist. But it's actually beneficial for everyone. Feeling obliged by the people, He came out of the house. Kise Shri Vigrahera Sundarya Manohar Se Ruper Upama Se Kaleha. How sweetly enchanting was Gauranga's form. Shri Vigraha Sundarya Manohar. His form, the form of a Gauranga, can only be compared with His own form. It's Rup Upama. Upama. There's no comparison. His body is his Rup is His body. His body is His Rup. Incomparable. There's no comparison. Unprecedented. Inconceivable. Indescribable beauty. Saundarya. Such Saundarya that steals the mind. It's one thing that sometimes a man may see an attractive woman, so it steals his senses. She steals his senses. Maybe his mind too. That's bad. But still, for a momentary, his eyes look, or he thinks, or whatever, contemplates. But Manohar, Sundarya Manohar, the Gaura Sundar, Gauranga Sundar, he's Sundar, like Krishna. Sham Sundar, Gaura Sundar. Sham Sundar, beautiful Ganesham, beautiful and blue. Then Gaur, beautiful gold, beautiful blue. Blue and gold are very nice colors. So Krishna is blue and Radharani is golden. And Gauranga is both. He's blue inside and golden outside. And sometimes he shows a blue form. Usually he shows a golden form. When he was in Imlital, he showed his blue form, the Shamsundar form. Crying in separation from Krishna and Radhava, he turned blue in Imlital. So the Krishna came out and covered his Gaurakanti became covered with Shyamakanti because of Radharani's feeling intense separation from Krishna. So he's beautiful, but not only beautiful, but to see someone that's so attractive that the mind gets captured. Manohar stealing the mind. It's funny because the people are chanting Hari, 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 Hari. And the word Hari means thief. The word Hari means thief, to steal something. Hara, Hara means to take away. Hari means thief. So they're saying, thief, 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 thief. We want to see the thief. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. So then Gaura Hari comes and says, yes, ha ha, I'm here, look. Then he all of a sudden, subchordi. He steals everyone's mind. Sublog Manohar. He steals everyone's mind. Okay, you're calling, Hari Hari. Okay, here I am, I'm a big thief. Like if someone stands outside of some, you know, Don's house in Bombay, or the Don, you stand outside of Don's house and say, hey, Don. He comes out, yeah, that's me. With a big 7457 or something. Like that. So they're calling Hari Hari. And he walks out, yes. You're calling for, Gauranga Manohar. Gauranga Sundara Manohar. How sweetly enchanting was the Lord's form. Sweetly enchanting. And there's a description of his beautiful form, and we'll just have to sleep on that and find out tomorrow all the particulars of how beautiful he is. Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki.